Blog Talk Radio.
It hardly seems like a year ago that I packed my bags and some money I'd saved. I had a yearning to find myself and to see this land of the free and the brave. I saw my first mountain sunrise from an Appalachian range. I felt a heavenly presence and a rushing wind of change. I am an American man. I'm made of American dreams. I am an American man. Returning to the things the land who toil with their hands for an honest day's wage. I've seen the stuff from which legends were born and destinies reached and histories made. It seems we've come to a crossroads. All our standards are compromised. I pray that our lady liberty will awaken before she dies.
I am
of our 54-day novena for America, to pray for America and dedicate this novena for America. The Catholic Church dedicates the month of August to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And so I think it's, you know, since the 16th century, Catholic piety has assigned entire months to special devotions, such as August is dedicated to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, which commemorates the joys and sorrows of the Mother of God, her virtues and perfections, her love for God and her divine Son, and her compassionate love for mankind. As early as 1643, St. John Eudes and his followers observed 8 February as the Feast of the Heart of Mary, which I think is interesting because in Luke we see how Mary observed all these things in her heart, something we should also. The Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, and the Chaste Heart of Saint Joseph, the Sacred Heart of Jesus is a symbol of Christ's immense love for humanity, with a wound on, in its side and a crown of thorns representing the damage of our sins. The Immaculate Heart of Mary gives us an example of how we as Christians should love. As Pope Paul VI said, "May the Immaculate Heart of Mary shine before the eyes of all Christians as the model of perfect love toward God and toward our fellow beings. May it lead them toward the holy sacraments by virtue of which souls are cleansed from the stains of sin and are preserved from it. May it also stimulate them to make reparation for the innumerable offenses against the divine majesty. Lastly, may it shine like a banner of unity and a spur to perfect the bonds of brotherhood among all Christians in the bosom of the one Church of Jesus Christ, the Catholic Church, which, taught by the Holy Spirit, honors her with filial affection and piety as a most beloved mother. O Immaculate Heart of Mary, heavenly beauty and splendor of the Father, you are the most valued heavenly creature, treasure. New Eve, immaculate in soul, spirit, and body, created of the godly seed by the Spirit of God, you are the spiritual mother of mankind, pure virgin, full of grace. Then and now, your whole being was raised heavenly in full glory to be elevated above all the hosts within the kingdom of God. O Heavenly Mother, Queen of Heaven and Earth, I recognize the glory of your highest title, the Immaculate Heart of Mary. O Most Blessed Mother, Heart of Love, Heart of Mercy, ever listening, caring, consoling, hear our prayer. As your children, we implore your intercession. With Jesus, your Son, receive with understanding and compassion the petitions we place before you today. This novena being dedicated for America. So we place America. We pray for Christian families around the world. May they embody and experience unconditional love and advance in holiness in their daily love and their daily lives. We dedicate this novena for all the bishops, priests, deacons, religious, for their continued mission to reach the world for Christ. We pray for the conversion of all of our political figures in government, that they will honor religious freedom and stand for life from the moment of conception to natural death. We pray for all of our first responders, police officers, EMT medics, paraprofessionals, doctors, nurses, medical professionals, that they will defend life. We pray for our military, those who are deployed around the world, and we pray for the poor souls of purgatory. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with all the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family. And I dedicate this novena for my wife and myself and my family members for healing. I have a bone scan today and an MRI because I've been diagnosed with prostate cancer, so I do pray for healing. For all of this coming year, RCIA candidates and catechumens preparing for the next Easter Vigil. So we dedicate this novena for America to turn from the paganism and evil it has been heading towards, and we pray returning back to you, O Lord. We pray for children, runaways, to return safely home. And we definitely pray for an end of abortion and planned murderhood. This litany was composed by John Henry Cardinal Newman shortly after he converted to Catholicism in 1845. So let us pray this with reverence and recall the many blessings that have flowed through Mary from Jesus to us. Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, hear us. Christ, graciously hear us. God, the Father of heaven, have mercy on us. God, the Son, Redeemer of the world, have mercy on us. God, the Holy Spirit, have mercy on us. Holy Trinity, one God, have mercy on us. Heart of Mary, pray for us. Heart of Mary, like unto the heart of God, pray for us. Heart of Mary, united to the heart of Jesus, pray for us. Heart of Mary, instrument of the Holy Spirit, pray for us. Heart of Mary, sanctuary of the divine Trinity, pray for us. Heart of Mary, tabernacle of God incarnate, pray for us. Heart of Mary, immaculate from your creation, pray for us. Heart of Mary, full of grace, pray for us. Heart of Mary, blessed among all hearts, pray for us. Heart of Mary, throne of glory, pray for us. Heart of Mary, most humble, pray for us. Heart of Mary, holocaust of divine love, pray for us. Heart of Mary, fastened to the cross with Jesus crucified, pray for us. Heart of Mary, comfort of the afflicted, pray for us. Heart of Mary, refuge of sinners, pray for us. Heart of Mary, hope of the agonizing, pray for us. Heart of Mary, seed of mercy, pray for us. Lamb of God, who takest away the sins of the world, spare us, O Lord. Lamb of God, who takest away the sins of the world, graciously hear us, O Lord. Lamb of God, who takest away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Immaculate Mary, meek and humble of heart, make our hearts like unto the heart of Jesus. O most merciful God, who, for the salvation of sinners and the refuge of the miserable, was pleased that the most pure heart of Mary should be like, most like in charity and pity to the divine heart of your Son, Jesus Christ, grant that we who commemorate this sweet and loving heart by the merits and the intercession of the same Blessed Virgin may merit to be found like unto the heart of Jesus through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. And for the these are the promises that Mary offers. Number one, salvation of our own soul. Mary says, to all those who on the first Saturday in five consecutive months fulfill all the conditions requested, I promise to assist them at the hour of death with all the graces necessary for the salvation of their soul. This little devotion practiced with a good heart is then enough to procure infallibly for us, as with the sacraments, the grace of final perseverance of eternal salvation. And this promise is without any exclusion, limitation, restriction to all who, I promise, heaven for eternity for five holy communions. Salvation of sinners. So numerous are the souls which the justice of God condemns for sins committed against me that I come to ask for reparation. Sacrifice yourselves for this intention and pray. That's what Our Lady said to Sister Lucy at Tai, Spain, June 13, 1929. In consideration of this little devotion, Jesus, Mary, and Mary wish to give the grace of pardon to souls who have had the misfortune of offending the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And that's what wrote that Sister, what Our Lady said to Sister Lucy, that she wrote in a letter of May 1930. And this one, peace in the world. Whether the world has war or peace depends on the practice of this devotion. Along with the consecration of Russia to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, this is why I desire its propagation so ardently, especially because this is also the will of our dear Mother in Heaven. Sister Lucy, March 19, 1939. The promise made by Our Lady to Lucia on July 13, 1917, that there would be a future manifestation concerning the practice of the five first Saturdays was fulfilled on December 10, 1925. Lucia was then a postulant sister in the Dorinthian convent at Tai, Spain. On this occasion, Our Lady appeared together with the child Jesus, who spoke first to Lucia. This is from the child Jesus. Have compassion on the heart of your most holy mother, covered with thorns, which ungrateful men place therein at every moment, while there is no one who does an act of reparation to withdraw them for her. And then Our Lady says to Lucia, "Behold, my daughter, my heart encircled with thorns, with which ungrateful men pierce it at every moment by their blasphemies and ingratitude. Give me consolation, you at least, and make known on my behalf that I promise to assist at the hour of death with the graces necessary for salvation all who on the first Saturday of 5 consecutive months confess their sins, receive Holy Communion, recite 5 decades of the Rosary, and keep me company for 15 minutes meditating on the mysteries of the Rosary with the purpose of making reparation to my Immaculate Heart. Confession, receive Holy Communion, devout recitation of the Rosary with meditation and with the intention of making reparation." And so deeper truth and grace force. This is the key. This is it right here. This is what Our Lady is calling for and why it's important for us. And something that we need to take a stand for. So let us begin. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Oh my God, I'm heartily sorry for having offended you, and I detest all my sins because of your just punishments, but most of all because you're all good and deserving of all my love. I firmly resolve with the help of your grace to sin no more and to avoid the near occasion of sin. Our Lady of America, you ask that the United States of America be the country dedicated to your purity, and that your children in America be the children of your pure heart. Please intercede for us that we may be granted this grace and with morally good leaders who will act according to the revealed will of God and the foundational principles of the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution of the United States of America. When America is strong, the world is safer. Mary, Queen of Heaven and Earth, intercede for us, your children in America, as we pray for our nation, our military, and our families. We pray for our government leaders that they will make just decisions and govern us in accordance with truth and the principles upon which our nation was founded. We ask protection for those serving in the military and for our first responders. Bless them and their families as they sacrifice themselves to keep us safe. And we pray for our families in a culture that seeks to destroy the morals and values upon which this country was founded. May our families be united in faith and charity and reclaim this great country for your Son's glory, that under his protection and guidance, we may stand together as a people of faith and trust in him for the changes we seek. O Blessed Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we praise you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. We ask forgiveness for our offenses against you. We seek your loving care for all of our needs and requests. You have blessed our nation and given us countless gifts. Our freedom and the ability to seek your will every day are among our dearest possessions. But in turning away from you, we not only risk the loss of all our country has stood for, but we also offend you, who are all the good and deserving of all our love. And we offer to you this novena we have made as Americans, deeper truth and God's grace force. We ask that you hear us and through your fathomless mercy convert the hearts of our people and bring them back to you. May our land once more ring out with praise of you and the most loving Virgin Mary, to whom we have entrusted the petitions in this novena. Most Holy God, we thank you for hearing us. May our hearts praise you forevermore. Amen. Oh, pray the Rosary daily for protection and to defeat the forces of Satan. And, yes, the Rosary's The largest public square rosary crusade in the world is scheduled for 20,000 cities all across America on Saturday, October the 15th, 2022. And so, whether it's a local parish or nearby, get involved in this, participate in this. And yes, I am a team captain, and I'm so thankful and honored to be a team captain for this worthy cause. Because, I mean, we need to do this. We need to do this. And what an opportunity this is. And so, for marriage, true marriage, love takes time. With the intentions for the 2022 Traditional Marriage Public Square Rosary Crusade for the restoration of traditional marriage between one man and one woman all throughout America, through the Most Holy Rosary, we ask our Lord and our Lady for the conversion of America so that it may fulfill its historic mission. to stop the waves of sacrilege, blasphemy, and anti-religious hatred within our society, that our national leaders would seek to honor God's law and pray for the wisdom and knowledge necessary to solve America's complex problems, for the urgent triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary in America and the world, in reparation for countless sins which are committed daily against the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Most Immaculate Heart of Mary, for the Catholic Church. May Our Lady grant it victory over its enemies, declare and undeclared, those within and without. For America needs Fatima. May Our Lady grant her many graces for increased dedication and efficiency in her service to the Church, for the end of abortion, into abortion, pornography, and same-sex marriage. That does not exist, but for people who are doing that. And all offenses against the law of God. For each one of us, may Our Lady give us discernment and strength to withstand the trials we face. For our enemies, may Our Lady touch their hearts and convert them. For all those who suffer in this city or in our cities, may Our Lady console them, help them, and sanctify them. For the dying, may Our Lady hasten to comfort them in their last moments and grant them the final graces necessary for the salvation of their souls. And we've prayed about this already, what Our Lady has said and our Lord has said in reference to honoring the Immaculate Heart of Mary. The first five Saturdays. Let's do it. Come on now. Let's do it. For those who persevere in virtue, may Our Lady grant them constant progress in sanctification. For those who struggle and hesitate between virtue and vice, may they receive the necessary graces every day to choose virtue over vice. For those who sin, may Our Lady preserve them from despair and bring them back to the good path. For the intention of those who have requested our prayers through Deeper Truth, the Rosary Patrol, for Grace Force, and we have a lot of good people. There's a lot of good people, a lot of good people in our country. Let us stand and pray together as one nation under God, indivisible with liberty and justice for all. Oh, I love this. I love this. That we would truly walk His line.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line. I find it very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you. Because you're mine, I walk the line. As sure as night is dark and day is light, I keep you on my mind both day and night. And happiness I've known proves that it's right. Because you're mine, I walk the line. You've got a way to keep me on your side. You give me cause for love that I can't hide. For you I know I'd even try.
try to turn the tide, because you're mine, I walk the line.
Truth is a fine line. Deeper truth is an even finer line. When we decided to call ourselves Deeper Truth, we knew the obligations that name would put upon us. We wanted our readers and listeners to be always confident. Whenever you tuned into a program with a Deeper Truth logo, that is exactly what you got. Deeper Truth. From Journey with Mary with John Carpenter on Sundays to the Eucharistic Miracles with Dr. Gregory Thompson on Mondays, you learned you were never alone, that heaven is only a prayer away. It is a sacred obligation week after week to bring you not just the truth, but the deeper truth. And that is why
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
From man's earliest days, he has looked to the heavens for a being superior to himself. In the earliest annals of history, we find the results of this search. Zeus, chief of the gods of ancient Greece, who ruled by thunderbolt. Mars, the Roman god of war. Apollo, Thor, and other gods and goddesses that you'd better not cross if you know what's good for you. Then, gradually, from a single nation, emerges a god unlike any of the others that man had crafted for himself. This god didn't rule over man with an iron hand, but with a tender, sacred heart. He held out his hand in love to his creation, going so far as to sacrifice himself in atonement for the sins of mankind. The Greeks even had a name for him. They called this god the Unknown God, and even erected a temple to him. Years later, St. Paul would formally introduce him. And that is exactly why the Catholic Defender is here. Your host represents an unbroken line of succession to the apostles of the one called Jesus, the only one whose mercy and compassion overflows any container that tries to contain it. This is a God you really want to meet. We're here to make the introduction. This God is a God of judgment. However, first and foremost, he is a God of mercy and compassion. He won't turn you away. He holds out his hand in divine mercy to you and everyone. He loves you as you are. But he also loves you too much to let you stay that way. He'll forgive your sin, not condone it. So what are we waiting for? Let's meet your host, Donald Hartley, the Catholic Defender, one with answers to your most pressing questions. Now, here's Don Hartley.
Iraq was a great opportunity to spread the Catholic faith. Wednesday, April 11th, 2007, I wrote on the Steve Ray's board that he has, the Steve Ray. I wrote last night, Catholic convert board. Last night was an extraordinary evening. At 2100 hours, I went to the ALOC to visit a couple of soldiers on duty with a movie I was able to share. As we watched the movie, we began to talk about the Catholic faith. I discovered that both soldiers were former Catholics whose parents left the church when they were young. I ended up talking to them until about 5 in the morning. After both decided they want to become active Catholics. I got about 2 hours sleep last night, but I am all fired up. It was great. One of them actually was emailing his wife about his plans, and she got excited because she, too, was hoping to investigate the church. This is awesome. And so we continue. One of the guys would become the mechanic in our group in the Rosary Patrol. He is doing great. His knowledge base from his own personal study is remarkable. He asked me to be his sponsor in confirmation. It is an honor. We had a couple of days to celebrate. Now it's time to get back to work. We have a number of Catholics who have not been confirmed that Father wants me to teach for another main event. I found a few myself, so this may be interesting. Keep those prayers coming and your angels helping. I had another one of my medics shot the other day. Fortunately, it was only a flesh wound to the forearm. He should be okay. But I credit your prayers as a shield of great help. Gigi has been informed that she will have to have her knee replaced. She will be out for 2.5 months. I wish I could be there to help her. Please keep your prayers for her coming as well. I pray for the needs of the board to include Anna. God bless you all. On Thursday, April 12, 2007, I was talking to Gigi this morning early for her late at night, and she informed me that we are being extended to 15 months in this rotation, this deployment. I will say that this is more than a rumor. Looks like we will remain here until February 8th. Wow, February 8th. That's when they started honoring the Heart of Mary, so that's kind of interesting. That will mark exactly 23 years for me in the Army. And, of course, I would go on for 26 plus. Well, Gigi is awesome. After telling me this, she just said, we will get through this. I am so thankful. She is the greatest gift God has given me. I hate being apart. It is for God and country that I keep this my morale high. The Lord has given me so much. I was talking to a Lutheran chaplain who was referring one of his soldiers to see me. This soldier is a Lutheran who wants to become a Catholic. He looked at me, shaking his head, saying, there goes another one. I told him, he's not far behind, smiled and left. On Monday, April 23rd, 2007, the past couple of nights have been, we have had some mortar rounds land near us. One hit our dining facility. Fortunately, no one was hurt. It is still wild walking around at night through the pad and hear the Islamic song in the distance. Kind of reminds me of the movie Black Hawk Down. That's just the way it is here. My day begins at 04 in the morning when I have to turn in our Green 2 report. That's reporting that all our sensitive items like weapons are accounted for. I spend some time speaking to my wife on the internet to keep in touch with her. It is a modern day miracle to be able to spend some time with her. I'm basically getting up as she is getting ready to go to bed. Then we go on through the day till most of the time, about 2,000 to 2,200 hours. I can take some time to wind down. It's never automatic because if we have rockets hit nearby, we got to account for everyone. So we make sure everyone is in their rooms or accounted for in the TMC. I am always available when casualties are coming in 24/7. I got to be on the ready at all times. I am thankful for the opportunity during the day to find time to witness for the faith or teach a Bible study. I conduct two, one at Division Chapel and the other at our local chapel. I have people coming and going at all times, covering all missions outside the wire. All patrols and log packs need medics. We keep it sane, taking it one day at a time. On Tuesday, May the 1st, 2007, I had a soldier come to my door last night asking me about the Catholic Church. I ended up talking to him for about 3 hours last night. He is very interested, and he thinks his wife might all be also. He came back this morning for a follow-up, and I think there is a good possibility that we will look into it very seriously. Getting them to come to your door is a good thing. God is so good. Tonight, about 11:30, a soldier came knocking on my door to get me because another soldier accidentally shot himself in the leg. Can I get some prayer out for him? He is a fine young man who had an accident. He had no fractures, luckily, but concerned about possible nerve damage. Keep him in prayer if you can. Thank you, and God bless you all. Hey, Catholic Defender. This is what an individual. I haven't been keeping up with the board lately, and I just read your thread today. I am really inspired by everything you are doing over there. Your first-hand account of what is happening in Iraq is incredible. You should consider writing a book. God bless you and the troops. I wanted to let you know that I will keep you and the troops in my prayers. If you still need anything like prayer cards, medals, or rosaries, let me know. I should be able to send some. On Monday, May 4th, 2007, tonight I had a second soldier come to my door wanting to know how he could become a Catholic. That is twice in 1 week. That's really exciting. Can't help but share that with you all. Your prayers are having an effect. Please keep them coming. That is really something. God bless. On Friday, May 7th, 2007. I have possibly a couple who might be interested in looking at this great journey of ours. The prospects are high. This past Bible study focusing on St. Peter was great. I had a really good group as we continue to grow at the division. Some of them will be confirmed very soon. On Wednesday, May the 9th, 2007, we've had some press here from New York and Detroit. It will be interesting to see what they say. They seem positive and very supportive of the troops. This all will remain to be seen, but I hope we will get a good shake from them. We had a seriously wounded soldier who is sent to Germany. If he makes it, this would be a miracle. Can I get a few prayers for the young man? He had severe head trauma. Last night, he was able to grip my hand and make minor movement. Excellent news to us. Excellent. I was able to put together the medical coverage and support for a major mission coming up. It felt really good to put it together and package it for the battalion, for the division. My prayer will be for our safety and total success. The Bible study went real well. I have a new soldier coming who didn't know how to read the Bible at all. In 2 weeks, he has come a long way. This started after talking about morals at the dining hall. He has been coming ever since and is learning where to find things and reading whole books. This is exciting business. On Friday, May the 11th, 2007, the enemy is known to target medics. I have made adaptive alternative aid bags so they do not stand out from a distance. It has helped us, I think. We have not had anyone shot for a while. Hope to keep that up. God bless you all. On Sunday, May the 13th, 2007, two soldiers wearing civilian clothes came in at the front of the chapel. I had been setting up for the readings and the altar for preparation for a mass to help our visiting priest. I overheard them talking about the problems they felt of having all these translations of the Bible. Naturally, they caught my ear. I went back and gave them some Catholic Bibles when one of them admits he is a former Catholic, now a non-denom. I corrected him, informing him he was a non-practicing Catholic, using the Bible and their concerns for all these translations. I invited them to look up Daniel chapter 13 when one of them was puzzled that he couldn't find it. Another, while the other one did. This was the stage, this set the stage for me to invite them to the Catholic Bible study on Tuesday evenings at 20:30. I think they may come to Mass tonight. Our battalion chaplain, a Mormon, even informed me he was thinking of coming to Mass. There are a lot of opportunities out here as I run into them daily. Planting seeds is a joy, and may they grow into huge trees with much fruit. I thought I would bring this story back because an individual here told me how that he intends to follow through and come back to the Catholic faith. It was a great opportunity to talk with him and get where he is today. I have been speaking a lot to our S1, who has been reading the early church fathers, learning that their writings said about church teachings. Today we are looking at some of the canons of the Council of Nicaea, which is extremely interesting. He was interested in that they spoke of Lent as if commonplace. He also was interested in some of the disciplines held by the council concerning apostates who wanted to return after peace was given to the church. Some bishops had a dim view of that. He has the Church of Christ competing on the other side. So it is interesting. I offered to debate the other party, but they have declined. Excuse me. We will continue to strive to tell the truth. Today I was given the highest honor. Father asked me to give Holy Communion to troops at Warrior Chapel. I conducted a communion service as Father had his third week in forward going to last minute operations. For his command. He has not liked the situation at all. And today he let me handle the service. What an honor. We had a good crowd. More to follow. Previously, I had conducted the liturgy of the word and gave a brief reflection. Today I spoke with an Iraqi Catholic who was very interested in what I said to the congregation. He told me that he had a cousin who has abandoned the church for a cult. I was able to explain where they were coming from and how the Catholic Church was the truth. This is a great opportunity. Now that I am retired, I am thankful to have played such a role in Iraq with all the things going on there. Every day I was deeply involved with the mission, saving lives and developing plans to help our command with the local people. I was involved with the standard operating procedures of detainees. Excuse me. Detainees that helped change perceptions of the local people. We were not seen as invaders, but liberators. I am thankful that I had so many opportunities to witness for our holy faith, the Catholic faith. And so I am so thankful for that.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are honored to have our national anthem sung by...
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trembling out the where the grapes of wrath are stored. He hath loosed the fateful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, Lord.
before his judgment seat. Oh, be swift, my soul, to answer him. Be jubilant, my feet. Our God is marching on.
To understand, now and at the hour of our death.